USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Talks will resume today between UPS and Teamsters Union in hopes of agreeing on a new contract. The current agreement expires on July 31st, and the union is already set to strike. Several large companies that utilize UPS have notified customers this week that there may be shipping delays. UPS officials say they're focused on reaching an agreement. President Biden will be designating a new national monument to honor Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley. The 14-year-old black child from Chicago was kidnapped, beaten, and brutally murdered in Mississippi back in 1955. Biden will sign a proclamation today on what would have been Emmett's 82nd birthday to establish the Emmett Till and Mamie Till Mobley National Monument at three sites. They include two sites in Mississippi and one at a church on Chicago's south side. The blistering heat wave that's been hitting the southwest for weeks is expanding toward the middle of the country. It's likely to bring temperatures toward 100 degrees to several Midwest states this week, while the East Coast could see its hottest weather of the summer. Tens of millions of Americans remain under heat alerts. Meantime, Phoenix's streak of days above 110 degrees was extended to 25 on Monday. High temperatures remain in the forecast in states like California, Nevada, Texas, and Florida. It's being reported you will no longer get a knock at the door from the IRS.
The IRS is discontinuing unannounced visits to taxpayers to enhance safety measures and reduce confusion. While revenue officers have traditionally visited homes and businesses for tax collection, the agency has announced that, with a few exceptions, this practice will now be replaced by mailed appointment letters. I'm John Schaefer.
Raise your spoons. It's officially National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. USA News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is supporting his fellow actors in the ongoing SAG-AFTRA strike. According to a new report from Variety, The Rock made a seven-figure donation to the SAG-AFTRA Foundation to help offset financial difficulties. The foundation reached out to over 2,000 of the Guild's highest-paid members and implored them to donate, which clearly touched the hearts of many, including The Rock. SAG-AFTRA announced it was the largest donation they've ever received from someone at one time, and the money will help thousands of actors receive financial assistance during this strike. The price of Spotify is getting more expensive as costs for Spotify's premium subscriptions are going up. The music streaming service announced a premium individual subscription will cost about $10.99 a month, an increase of a dollar. Meanwhile, premium duo subscriptions will jump $2 to $14.99 a month, and premium family will now cost $16.99 a month. The Obama's personal chef drowns near their Martha's Vineyard estate.
Massachusetts police said the body of Tafari Campbell was found Monday after they responded to reports of a missing paddleboarder at Edgerton Great Pond. The Obamas were not at home during the incident and have released a statement saying Campbell was a warm, fun, extraordinarily kind person. The investigation into his death is ongoing. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.